Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, and you're back, and I'm here, and it's just a good day, and I'm glad that together we can talk about dementia, and hopefully I will inspire you and encourage you in your caregiving journey. If you would like to have a free phone consultation, then go to letstalkdementia.org. Click on the little button that says Contact Carol, I think, or Free Consultation. I'm so intelligent. It says something like that. You'll find it, and you can write me for a free, totally free phone consultation. And we'll do it as many times as you need to. Or you can email me directly, carol@carolhowell.org. I am finishing today the fifth in a series of five episodes regarding questions that came to me at an event that I had in South Carolina recently. And the question came up from a lady whose mother was sleeping 17 hours a day, and the doctor said, you got to get her up and make her move. She doesn't need to sleep that much. It's not good for her, and blah, blah, blah. Well, as a general rule, that's probably true, but let's learn about Mama here. So Mom has advanced Alzheimer's type dementia and doesn't recognize folks, is not participating in life. She does eat and drink some, but not a lot. She doesn't have any desire to be up and about. She sleeps. So we have to think about that. Why is she sleeping so much would be my question. Well, it sounds to me like Mom's very far into her dementia journey and the body is requiring more rest, and the body and the brain are not cooperating and let's go play bingo or let's do music or whatever, or even get a bath. It's just too much energy, and the body is using all its energy just to survive. And so expecting someone to get up and, you know, do the boogie woogie is probably not going to happen. Or is it possible that this person is not being stimulated enough to want to get up? Now, that's a possibility too. Sometimes our folks just get so used to not participating in life that they continue to not do that. It seems to me the less active you are, then the less active you become. It's kind of like the more you eat, the more you're going to eat. And so if we start out being a couch potato and we just add on and add on and add on, then pretty soon we're just a full-time couch potato. So maybe, potentially, is that the issue with her? Well, her loved one said, no, that's not Mama. She's just not able to participate. I'm going to tell you, folks, when you get to that point when they're not able to participate, you allow them to be who they are. You allow nature to take its course. You allow them to be, okay? To be. And whatever that being might look like might be different than what you expected. Forcing them to participate in life when it is not something that is even good for them at this point, well, it's just not nice. So we have to really look at the situation. Are they capable of participating in life? Would they enjoy if someone sat close by the bed and just, you know, in a low tone sang some of their favorite songs, in a low tone recited or read scripture to them, prayed for them, read poetry, massaged their hands very gently, because believe me, their skin is very sensitive. So it's not even a massage. It's just a very gentle rubbing with some nice soothing lotion. Would they enjoy having you stroke their head gently? Things like that that you can do for some sort of stimulation, would that arouse them? Would they then be more likely to participate in something that might follow? And if they are, then you need to go, hey, this is kind of working. Maybe I need to add some more of this each day. And just to see, maybe instead of an extra 20 minutes of participation in life today, you know, by next week, we might be up to an extra hour of participation in a day. Or you might not. And you have to be prepared for the fact that you might not. And that's going to depend on how far along in their dementia journey they are. You know, I think one of the things in my life that has been the hardest for me to learn is the Serenity Prayer, where we accept life as it is and we change the things we can change and we don't change the things that we can't change. And that learning to know the difference, oh my goodness, that is my Achilles heel. I just want to fix everything and everybody, but I can't. And you know what? I wasn't called to do that. God did not put me on this planet to fix everything for everybody. And He didn't do that for you. He also didn't expect you to fix everything for your loved one. There are things you can do. There are things you cannot do. Learning the difference is important. And I hope I can help you with that. And as I said, I'm happy to take time for a phone call. I charge you nothing for that. So email me and let's make that happen. Or maybe you just want to tell me a story. If you're thinking about assisted living or memory care for your loved one, please contact me first. Don't go online and register, and don't call the communities. I can get you a better deal than you're going to get yourself, and happy to help, and I don't charge you anything. So carol@carolhowell.org. Blessings and smiles on your caregiving journey. A special thank you to our sponsors, Veterans and Families of Florida. These amazing people are available to help veterans and spouses of veterans receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can contact them at 904-528-1084 or by email at info@vfflorida.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of Florida. These people care. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find us at our website, www.letstalkdementia.org. All of our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with me. Click Menu in the top right-hand corner, and then choose Schedule Time with Carol. I look forward to talking with you. Blessings and smiles.